Lifesavers and emerging leaders from across Sri Lanka took to the breakers at Fairhaven on Victoria's surf coast with gusto. Sunuri Hashara, a 22-year-old, says the women found the open water rescue sessions challenging and pushed boundaries with the support and encouragement of the Lifesaving Victoria instructors.
We were scared actually to get into these waters at the beginning, but these trainers talked us, they calmed us down, they told us, be confident, you can do this, you know that you are a great swimmer. Every second they are really helping us.
The now 7-year-old collaboration between Lifesaving Victoria and Sri Lanka was forged to help address the country's disturbing drowning figures. Lifesaving Sri Lanka President Asanka Nanayakara says developing class-based and practical water skills in the 13 emerging leaders is an important step. He points to the country's estimated 1,100 drownings annually, considered one of the highest rates per capita in the world.
We requested them to come and upskill us. We need skills, you know, like books and trainings and advanced training regarding the life-saving.
Sunuri Hashara says the problem in Sri Lanka lies in a culture of fear. She says many Sri Lankan parents actually discourage their children from swimming, but now there's a push to make lessons compulsory for all school-aged children.
Parents are not exposed to those stuff, so they're a bit scared to send their children, but we wanted to develop their swimming skills, at least to how to rescue themselves if they get in trouble. We want to make little children educated.
Spreading the water safety message is one of the challenges facing the Sri Lankan group, so veteran journalist Namini Wijedasa is travelling with the Lifesavers. She says her role is to explore how she can expand awareness around the emerging but still little-known organisation in their homeland.
It's really important because I've been a journalist in Sri Lanka for over 2 decades, but I didn't know that there was a life-saving movement in Sri Lanka. So this is an eye-opener for me as well, the kind of work they do. Apparently they even work in flood situations, which I hadn't known.
Adding to the multicultural flavour of the program is former Bahraini Olympic swimmer Samira Al-Batar. She's involved in a Bahraini delegation that's engaged Lifesaving Victoria to help develop that nation's inaugural water safety strategy. Ms. Al-Batar concedes her nation is starting from nothing, but says authorities are determined to improve water safety in the country.
I think we have a lot of work to do, but I think that we can improve very quickly. So over the past year since we've started working, we've seen a huge improvement, and hopefully in the next few months we're going to be implementing the first phase of the swimming pool guidelines.